Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening is joining us on the line now as the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Shannon Scartwee, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, thanks, Quinn, for having me.
So as we take a look at your team, you have got what's going to be a good, healthy mix of veteran leadership and some younger players stepping into the fold here in 2026, at least in terms of returners, the headliners. Your daughter, Tessa Scartwee, one of the top attackers in the Heart of Iowa Conference a year ago. You also bring back some key pieces on the back line, including Emma Lammers, your libero. She played at a very high level throughout much of the year last year. Also bring back Allie Neuberger in that back row as well, and Raya Vanderpool is back as a back row defensive player, but a front row player on offense. And just looking at those that are coming back and the work they put in the offseason and throughout the summer, just what are some of the improvements that you have seen from those that are coming back here in 2026?
Yeah, it's been fun to see my senior group. I've actually coached these girls since they were very young. And yeah, I do feel like each year I just see good improvements in all of them. And this year I think especially in like leadership. And so just kind of taking like drills, like leading them on their own, knowing what to do. Those kind of things have been really good to see. And just like skill development too. I feel like they over the summer have developed, and you know, I'm hoping that we can mix them in with some of those younger girls and create a good dynamic on our team. So,
and taking a look first at that front row, you bring back quite a bit of size on that front row. Obviously, we mentioned your daughter, Tessa Scartwee, Stella Martinson, somebody that got some rotational minutes a year ago in that front line as well. We also mentioned Raya Vanderpool, somebody that plays front row, at least on the offensive side of the sets for your team. And just, you know, looking at that front row, those that are coming back and maybe some new faces that are ready to step up and fill some roles, what are some of the things and some of the people you're seeing really step up here as we get into the preseason practices?
Yeah, it is good. We do have some good size. You know, Tess is fairly tall, and Stella coming back will be great. She has been out for a little bit just with some hip injuries going on, and so looking forward to having her back for the season. And we have some younger girls, Camry Sloan, Tuckus Swenson's a freshman. They've, you know, done a good job during open gym and at our team camp this last week. And so, yeah, we do have some good size coming in. So that'll be exciting to see.
And on the back row, you definitely got a little bit more experience coming back. We mentioned Emma Lammers as well as Rye Vanderpool on the defensive side, like I said, as well. You also bring back your one of your setters in Aaliyah Erickson. She is back as well. She was part of that two setter rotation that your team ran. Allie Neuberger, we mentioned her as well, as back. And
yeah,
just looking at that back row and what they bring back and some of the new faces that are ready to step up, what have you seen from them in terms of what they've been really working on?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when I very first started coaching, like passing was probably one of our toughest things, especially in serve receive. And I feel like these girls have gotten better and better, like just in time of playing. And yeah, for sure, like Emma is great at defense. She's so quick. And Allie's been passing really well, especially off serve receive. So that's fun to see. Aaliyah too. It'll be good to have her back as a setter. Just she's done it for a few years and she kind of knows the ropes. Really, we're looking to fill that other setting position. And right now, that's just kind of could be jungled, or, you know, between a few girls that are kind of vying for that spot. So,
and as we take a look here at the slate that opens up the season, you have a scrimmage a week from this coming Thursday against Eagle Grove at home. That'll be at 4 o'clock, a JV varsity scrimmage. And then after that, hit the ground running that first week of the season. Got an early bird at Roland Story that your team always usually attends. You have a triangular over at South Hardin on the 27th. You have the Clarion Goldfield Downs Invitational on that Saturday, the 29th. And then the South Central Calhoun early bird on Labor Day weekend. And just looking at the slate that you have to open up the season, it juxtaposed to where you are right now in the calendar, just what are some of the big improvements you're wanting to see by the time you get to those first set of games, by the time we get to that last week of August?
I mean, we always start off our season with a very tough schedule, always. And, I mean, whenever you're facing, like, Roland Story and we have Webster City in that first quad, they're always good. And then we go right into BCLUW and South Hardin, always great teams. And I think that our girls just need to have confidence in, like, what they're learning, how they're getting better, and, you know, just going in with, like, some confidence in how they can play. And I mean, we obviously have work to do in our first couple of weeks, and you know, we have some kids who haven't all played together. I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenges, is getting them comfortable playing together. So that's kind of tough when we go into, like, just super tough games right off the get-go, but that's where I just want them to have some confidence going in.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the preseason practices and your slate coming up the last week of August.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Shannon Scartweet, the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Clarion Goldfield House Coach Jess Nail after the break.